And we're back. I love saying that because that means we're back recording another episode. And this guy is just sipping on his bubbly. And I'm not talking about champagne. He's actually drinking bubbly.
Look at this guy. He's cooling off. He's cooling off from that heated exchange.
I needed that.
That's right. So, man, okay. In between recording our pre-show and our episode now that we're recording, we must have waited like 45 minutes. Usually we go from one to the other, but things got a little, I got to apologize, Mark. I don't know if I have to apologize or fuck you have to apologize.
No,
it's
fine.
It's all good.
I almost flipped that brand new table that I made though.
Yeah, man, it was, it's never been that heated and we've been boys for years now, but
yeah.
Sometimes it is what it is, and I don't even know if we're going to post that one, to be honest.
I'm 90% sure my grandmother was your secretary in elementary school. 90% sure. That's how far back we go.
That's true. Actually, remember that, eh? We discovered around the campfire. Me and this guy grew up together. We're like practically neighbors.
That's right. I remember that.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Super crazy.
But so I won't let a little bit of stupidity on Mark's end get in the way of that, but... I don't even know if we're going to I don't even know if we're going to post that one tonight for our patrons. Usually our pre-show is posted on YouTube, which is only accessible by our Patreons. So we're probably going to chat about it and listen to it back again and see if it's, you know, if we want this out there, but
shareable.
Anyways, yeah, if it's shareable, moving right along. Speaking of patrons, thank you, Matthew Lange, from Rough Sanded Woodworking. Mm-hmm. One of our latest patrons signed on during the holidays there when, you know, we've been off for 2 weeks. But anyways, just check out his page, reel after reel of cool stuff. So thank you so much, Rough Sanded Woodworking. And moving right along.
Speaking of sponsors and patrons, we actually have...
Sorry to cut you off. But he didn't mention sponsors.
Our patrons are our sponsors.
Oh, I appreciate
they are.
You. I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Look at this guy just laughed at all of our patrons.
I'm just so happy to see Mark laughing, to be honest, man.
I know, for real. After that, I thought we were breaking up. I thought we weren't going to have another podcast episode.
We're going to be like New Kids on the Block. We're all going to go our own way, you know?
Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. What I was saying was... we do have a sponsor for this episode. Same as the last episode, KJP Select Hardwoods is sponsoring this episode once again. So thank you to them. They ship over 60 types of domestic and exotic wood all over the US and Canada from their shop right to your door. And believe it or not, they even stock 10 types of live edge lumber for charcuterie boards. They stock epoxy, finishing oils, even plywood. They have everything you need to complete your woodworking project. So visit them, kjpselecthardwoods.com. And actually, you know what? I did. I visited them. I ordered some stuff. And it actually got here just the other day. I haven't had a chance to open it up yet, but I'm excited to open up the package. And you know what? I'm going to share it. I'll share it in my stories. I'll share it on the For the Gram page.
Hey, share it in your stories. There's an idea because tonight's topic... that we put out there. Sorry to cut you off. Yes, thank you so much to our sponsors and our patrons. But tonight's topic, I think it's going to be a juicy one, man, because we're in a new year. Do Instagram stories still matter in 2022? Now, we've all got our own opinions. We've gathered some mailbag questions about it. We've canvassed our followers and our listeners for their input. And then we're going to talk about how we feel stories just tonight's all about the stories, boys. So what do you got to say, Mark? What's your opinion? Where's your Instagram taking you this year? And how do stories participate in that journey?
I still haven't really come up with a strategy. I'm waiting on some of the news that just talked. We can talk about that later. But I fail to see how they help you grow. But I still think there's room there to provide value to the people that already follow you. Dom, what do you think?
That's a good answer. Yeah. I tend to agree with that. I don't see how they can really help you grow anymore. I don't think they do help you grow at all whatsoever. I don't think anybody that's not following you sees your stories. It's very rare.
Where can you get your story seen by people that don't follow you? Is that even possible?
I don't know if you can anymore, because there was a time that they used to show up in the Explore feed.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
now Reels show up in your Explore feed. So I don't know. But having said that, I don't think they help you grow at all. But I think there's value, like Mark said, to people that are already following you. You can provide a lot of value there and a lot of entertainment and educational stuff. And I think they're also very valuable if you're working with brands, right? I think stories are a very valuable tool to get those messages out that the brands want to get out, and by using the link feature and all that sort of stuff, right?
Which is obviously now available to everyone, right? The link.
That's right. That was a big
news thing for stories, but should I clarify this? Because I think the topic, or even the title or whatever, when Mark posts this podcast or when I do the Instagram page, you try to come up with a title that's going to be interesting to people. But what I really meant, or what we really meant, are Instagram stories still matter in 2022? I think we all know that do. What we really meant was, with the rise and the boom of Reels as your way to grow on Instagram, do stories really matter? So I think it comes back again to what we always talk about. Does it matter for your purpose? Like, Mark, if your purpose is to grow, do stories matter? But if Dom, your purpose is to sell charcuterie boards, do stories matter? So do you know what I mean? Is it really a yes or no answer? It's not.
No, if it's yes or no if you're talking about using them to grow. No. The only way, you know what, unfortunately, and I don't like it, the only way you're going to grow today in January of 2022 on Instagram is by taking advantage of Reels.
Yeah.
And posting a bunch of Reels. And as we all know, they don't even have to be like well thought out, planned out Reels. They can be, you know, short little, like some of my best performing Reels are like 5 seconds long.
Yeah. Right?
And they really show nothing other than, you know, some satisfying visual set to music. And you know what? Unfortunately, that's how you're going to grow today. Even static posts are not, they don't get nearly the kind of engagement that they used to get for me even 6 months ago. Right. So
static posts, man, I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I've been up and down about this topic, but I'm going to say it today. It for me, okay, we always keep it personal on this page because we're not experts. We don't work for Instagram. I think static posts, I've changed my mind about this, are dead. Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there, where the last few photos I've taken, which I thought were well-taken photos, they showed the finishing of something I did the process about in stories and Reels, and they just sucked compared to Reels. So that's for Vic personally. I think photo posts are dead. I'm very reluctant to do them unless I have something to fill in with. So that's just...
Here's, you want to know my thought on that? I just recently started thinking this way. I think you need those static posts for this reason. And we've talked about this. The Reels bring people to your page, right? They push the growth. They bring people in. But I think those static posts, even though they may not necessarily perform well on their own, they showcase what you're actually capable of doing.
But a good thumbnail can show that.
I think when people, yes and no, I think when people come to your page and then they start seeing those things, they may not necessarily like them or engage with them, but those images are what maybe convince them that, hey, you know what, this person actually does know what they're doing. It's not just a 5 second viral reel.
I think it's account specific. I think that Vic, people more specifically, more recently, have been following you. Those are the people that are getting fed your stuff. I think they follow you because you do very good Reels. I don't think people follow you to see your photography skills. It personally, I don't think people that like, because there's accounts, and I'm just looking at it from an interior designer perspective, because that's where my head's been at for like work and stuff. But like, there are some interior designer accounts that they post one picture and they get like 10,000 likes on it, and they have 20,000 followers, right? Like their engagement is there, and like it works.
I have to agree with that. Yeah.
So it really,
so you're saying it's based on the audience.
Exactly.
Right. Because an interior designer may have a very Pinteresty audience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Tying this back to stories, because that's what we're here to talk about tonight. Does anything you post, whether it's a reel or a static post, like we talked about, a static photo, or even if it's a carousel, does putting that into your stories? And the reason I'm asking you this is because I know what you guys are going to say, and you guys know what I'm going to say. But we actually had a question come in, which we'll talk about later in the mailbag and all that. But I think it's just a good thing to get out there anyways. Do you guys use stories for that purpose, to promote yourself? Like, do you ever put your reels in your stories? Do you ever put a picture of your carousels in your stories?
Yes.
So I've been testing that. Okay. Like, since I started posting my reels twice a day.
Talk to me.
My views on my stories have gone way down.
Really?
Way down.
Really?
And so for full transparency, I was getting probably around 9,000 views on my stories a day.
That's amazing, man. Yeah.
Thank you. And for dropping, I say thank you, but I have no idea why or how that happens. But once I started posting the reels in the story, it dropped by like half. Wow. So now I'm in around like 5,000. Pardon me. And then I go back to my average like story, like, hey, this is what I'm working on or whatever. And then after 2 days, it's back up to normal. And then I started posting my reels and my stories again, boom, all the way down to like, I think I had like 1,200, which is a lot, but I haven't seen that in a while. So
1,200 views versus you were getting 10,000.
Exactly.
That's not a lot. That's a lot for someone who has like 50 followers, maybe.
Yeah. So I was still like, I was just taken back. I'm like, maybe it's just like the people aren't like interested in this content or whatever. But when I went back to look at it, I had seen that I had posted one of my reels. I don't understand the whole sharing it to Facebook thing, or if that has something to do with it. So I haven't really like kind of wrapped my head around like my thoughts on it yet. But if you're trying to get the reels to pop off to your audience and your audience is already watching your stories, it could be good to do that one or two, but not every single one of them. I wouldn't recommend throwing every single one of them up there. Maybe one that you've worked really hard on, or you know that it's going to pop off, but
ties into previous stories, maybe. Like,
I think a lot of people do that because there's this notion going around that by putting it into your stories, those story views count towards your reel
views. Yeah.
If you don't click on it to go into the reel, it still counts as a reel view. I got to be honest, I don't know if I believe that.
That's what I mean. There's no way of calculating it either, right? So it's hard. It's really, really hard.
But I'll tell you right now, it's just a simple
really,
math.
Really, really? You see what I did? Really, 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 really hard on your reel?
Sorry. All right, cut that out. Yeah. It's just mathematically, it's not worth it. If you're going to get even 10,000 on a high day, Mark, 10,000 people view your reel in your stories, and that 10K gets added to your your view count.
Yeah.
It's not worth it for the next day for those stories to drop to 2,000 people. It's just just mathematically.
Also, who cares? Also, because look at it this way. If your reel, if you get 10K views in your stories and that gets added to your reel, if your reel is blowing up and it's viral, that 10K doesn't matter.
Matter, nothing. Yeah.
And exactly. If you're not, and your reel is only getting 10,000 views and now it got 20,000 views, it still doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah, exactly.
So either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So are you guys officially telling people not to put their post into their stories?
No, I agree with Mark. I think once in a while, it's okay. Yes, but I wouldn't do it every single time. I don't.
So one thing I will ask people to do, please stop doing this. Stop putting your friggin' reels, half of it. Like, just stop putting half of it
on the right side of the screen.
Tap the thing. It doesn't just if you're going to do that, at least blow it up so your whole screen and I can watch the whole fucking thing. OK, don't do it where half the screen gets cut off. And I'm not going
to realize it's a tactic.
That's the trick, so that when you try to skip it, you're going to get swiped on me
and I'm probably going to unfollow you for that shit. It's annoying. Stop doing it.
I'm going to start doing it as of tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Half my
screen. See you
never,
Dom.
Then I'm going to tag you in it. Okay, you know what? Can I ask you something, Mark? This is specifically to you because I'll be honest, okay? I actually think this is now like probably 5 years ago when we first started, maybe four, whatever, however long time ago we first started following each other. Speaking of stories, there came a time when I didn't know Mark, okay? You were just another guy I was following on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I got so sick, and this is the first time I'm ever getting this out there. I got so sick of your face in stories.
Oh, shit.
Like to the point where when stories first started, why'd you always put the, like your face was right in the camera every morning for me. And I was like, fuck, who is this Mark guy? I don't like him. I don't like his face. And then I started loving your face. Okay. The whole point of this story is I love your face, but now we're talking about 2022 in stories and Instagram. Tell me, because in our group chat, we talked about this. Where do you like showing your face? Does that help you with numbers? Because Dom had an interesting point where it was a planer video, right? You said in your DeWalt planer, which blew up because it wasn't your face. So talk to me, guys, about your face versus forward-facing camera.
I'm convinced.
It was Mark's theory. Mark's the one that you explain it, and then I'll say what happened.
Take it.
So Mark's theory is basically that.
Okay, I'll say it. So here's what happened. No, I'm just kidding. Go.
Be quiet. Okay, I'm gonna talk about this. So Mark's
I've been following his theory.
This is annoying.
This is fantastic listening for anybody that's listening right now.
Just go.
Anyway, Mark's theory is that Instagram stories do worse when your face is in them. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that.
Yeah, then you did it.
I've been testing it out, and I've been doing sometimes just either just a still photo of something that I'm working on, or like Vic mentioned the other day, I did, it was just a quick story of just a piece of walnut going through my planer up close, no part of me in there. It's like my best story views in the last 6 months.
That's what I'm saying.
And every time I do that,
put that as a reel.
That plane, I should. I should.
Yeah, do it. That's,
you know what? I'm going to do that tomorrow.
There's something
tomorrow. I'm going to use that as tomorrow. I'll use that as my reel, and then I'll report back next time we record.
There you go. I don't know what it is, but every single time I start a story and my face is there and I'm like, what up, Grammy? It doesn't do any good. But then I flipped it around and I started showing things and people were messaging me like, yo, where's my Grammy call? Like, where's my what up, Grammy? And I was like,
oh, see?
Okay. So now I have to dom the fucking camera and I just do this point to the camera thing where I'm like, what up, Grammy? This is what we're working on. So that's my thing. But ever since I started doing that, my stories have taken off.
I should do that as a test because I show my big face way too much every day. I should actually do that for like a week. I'll just show my shop or wherever I am because one thing.
Just don't talk dead into the camera and then just show your feet. That would be the worst story ever. This is what I'm
honestly,
working on
what I think it could be? And this is all in all seriousness here. I think when people maybe come across your videos and they see your face right away, they're thinking that it's not going to be something educational. They're not going to learn. So it might be funny. It might be entertaining. But if there are people that are there to learn something or see what you're working on, they're going to skip because they don't.
Yeah.
They see your face and you're talking. But when they see, you know, the story comes up and the image is already looking at a project or looking at a tool. Yeah. Hey. I'm going to watch because I want to see what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I use catalogs. It develops that like, what the hell's going on here kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. That's why I use captions a lot now, because not only because there's people that have, they're hard of hearing, which I know several of them follow me, which I want to be all inclusive, but all inclusive. Is that it?
You just miss going on vacation.
I just do. I really miss it. But anyways, captions for me, if someone starts reading and following along, I think maybe it draws them in to stay more or better. I don't know.
Yeah,
but one thing I call BS on, can I call BS on something? Once again, my personal opinion is every time you see those accounts, how to blow up your Instagram, even Instagram itself will say experiment and use posts, polls, use questions, use sliders. I hate that, man. I don't think using those for me hasn't done anything more than stories where I don't use them. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know, man. That's I call it, BS it depends. On that.
Even those, I think, like I do polls where, you know, maybe 5% of the people that see the story like engage and answer them. And then I do others. Like last year, I did a poll after day after Halloween, like choose between, I can't remember what two chocolate bars it was. Which one would you eat?
Yeah.
And that like 50% of the people that watched the story interacted voted, in the poll, yeah. like on something so stupid.
But overall, did it give you more views in your stories?
No, I don't think so. Oh. I don't think that makes a difference either.
Can we just talk about real quickly to cut both of you off? How annoying is it to edit those captions? Have you guys ever tried to edit those?
Man,
I've never. Things? I've
how
never.
How many times fix that yesterday?
How many times man? I get Holy. Like booted out of it and then it doesn't take the change and then I got to go back in.
Dude, you can like, edit captions?
Oh yeah, dude, I refuse click, to leave it with typos or mistakes.
Hold on though, like the auto ones that
if you touch you the edit if those? You touch bro, if you touch the words, it'll come up and be like you can type in and edit or whatever. But here's the thing. If you make like a certain adjustment to the line or something, like let's just say like you want to like you're putting a pause in or something like that or you want to add like a word to it, sometimes it'll take words out or it'll add words in and then you're like you're
never editing
and
it was once, like so just forget.
Man, you can't no so I find annoying. You can't add extra words. Like if Instagram heard something that you said that was two words but it misunderstood it and made it one word a different word, you can't delete that and put two words in.
Yeah, you can't.
I've done? Right I put the two words together as one word with no space to trick it.
But how long did it take you to figure that out is what I'm saying. Like you have to go through time. And then listen to it again and then watch it pop up at the time.
Why don't you guys just
friggin' annoying?
Why don't you guys just speak clearly so the captions captures what you're fucking
you
saying?
Know, you like, know what's funny is it's actually very good and very
it's super accurate. The like sensor. Yeah, have you guys seen the sensor one? If you push the button and you curse on it, it'll bleep out your swear word. Like if you say fuck, it'll go bleep. We're like right in the middle of the sentence. You could be like fuckity fuck 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 and it'll be like
hold on, there's one that does audio too.
Yeah, and then it like it puts a bunch of asterisks where the word is instead of the actual word.
What's going on here? I don't know Instagram anymore.
No, you're sleeping, bro.
I'm that old guy now.
Tom and I are out in the streets.
I only know it because I cannot leave a mistake in there. It was like bother the hell out of me to see it. So I have to.
It drives me nuts. So, anyways,
you know what else I've heard?
My chest.
No, thank you, man. I didn't even know that that's an option. So maybe I could see it being very valid if you say the name of a brand or something, right? And Instagram won't know that word. So then it's like, I should correct this because this is an official post or whatever. What about? I think Mark's actually pretty. He's done this a lot where you don't use the full 15 seconds for the story. I read an article about how the entire article wasn't about that. Okay. It was about stories overall. But one part of the article mentioned not using the 15 seconds is becoming more and more popular, it said.
Yeah.
I always try to maximize that 15 seconds unless it's a carryover. But what do you guys think about that? Like whose attention span is 15 seconds these days?
But that's what I'm saying. I think people's attention spans have just been ruined. Yeah. So like I think when people are on there just like they like it's weird, right? Like I watch how Robin consumes content, my wife, and she'll go on to her stories and then just start tapping. It's like stories. You can select who you want to watch the stories of, but she's like, I'm gonna watch you, and then hold. Ha ha ha. And then it's like it's so funny to me how like you select it and then you already start tapping. So I just think that like you probably have 2 to 3 seconds max to gain someone's attention, and then you're out the door. So yeah,
I still do the tap if it's a talking head. A lot of the times.
Tell the truth. If you open up someone's stories, even someone that you watch regularly, you open it up and the first one has a whole bunch of little periods at the top. And it's like it starts with their face. Do you watch all of them or do you start tapping through?
I rarely watch any of them unless there's an exciting GIF that makes me read extra, right? Yeah. Like, so now, because now you've got me for 4 seconds while I read whatever you wrote. If you've got an exciting GIF, if it says something about why I'm in this situation to begin with, I think other than that, I'll tell you right now, from the day stories became a thing, talking heads without anything else on the screen, even you two, like, I'm sorry, you guys probably do the same with me. I just 15 seconds.
No, yeah, 100%.
To listen to someone else talk about anything.
It's a long time, man.
Dude, where there's nothing explaining it on the screen. That to
me
is
I'm going
to give
you the perfect scenario.
It can't be that important.
Perfect scenario. With the three of us are guys here, I'm sure ladies go through the same thing. You're standing to pee, okay? Pull your phone out, check the gram. You have a very select moment of time there. You go to stories. I'm not watching.
I pee for 40 minutes.
Well, I'm sure you do. You sneeze for 75.
He pees like he sneezes.
Exactly. But that's the thing, right? When you're sitting there, you're going to be like, okay, I'm only here for limited time. And then I'm done. That's it. I'm not wasting that on Dom pointing at me in the face or Vic going tobogganing. Fuck that.
Yeah. I know. I agree, man. I'm the one that said it. It's a lot of times you're going to be skipping through them because
it's a fine line. I think stories are overused. I think a lot of people do too many of them. I think realistically, you should be doing a few a day.
Perfect.
Your bar at the top shouldn't, like I said, shouldn't look like a bunch of little dots.
Perfect example. YouTube introduced shorts. Okay. You cannot go over a minute. I struggle now to make a minute long videos or less because I was like, okay, in my stories, I'm going to make, for reels, it's completely different now, but my stories, I'm going to try to keep it a minute long and that way I can post it as a short on YouTube. Can't do it. Every single time I'm trying to do something and whatever, it ends up over four story every single time. It's so weird. Like I can't wrap my head around it. I know that's completely opposite of what we were just saying, but it's still trying to,
because the thing is, a minute is not enough time to say if you have something a lot
good
to
say.
Good to say. But it's also too much time for people listening
to say nothing. Yeah. Exactly.
Because they mostly don't care about what you really have to say. They're there to see what you're doing, what you're. And 100%. I think that's why Mark's theory is probably right. People care about, they want to see what you're working on. They see your face. They think you're going to start talking, telling them that it's raining outside or that today's a cold day outside.
Yeah. You guys,
nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares.
Guys, hope you all had a great day. Happy Monday. And
No. This is my favorite.
I'm just getting outside and look at that. It's snowing. And there goes a bird. Huh. Could you believe that? Never seen a bird before. Wow.
That's it. Tap, 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 tap. But they see a piece of machinery, they're gonna watch it.
Even watch the bird. If you just filmed the fucking bird flying in the sky, they would watch it. But you're out there, look at the bird. Look at the bird.
My favorite is welcome everywhere, whatever. Hey guys, it's Thursday. Sorry guys, it's Tuesday. You don't know what day it is. You know what day it is, you know? Anyways, now we're just making it personal.
Yeah. Sorry.
Did you know a photo only goes for 7 seconds in a story?
Well, imagine looking at the same still image for 15 seconds.
But no, don't you say imagine, but it used to be like that.
Let's still shot of your staining video in there.
Yeah. Yes, that hasn't been mentioned in like 10 episodes.
That's why I had to say it.
Okay, listen, just for a test, we're all going to be silent for 15 seconds and see how many people
people will stop the show,
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow, actually? I'm going to, because you brought up using the sliders and that. Tomorrow I'm going to do a story. It's not going to have me in it. It's going to be like a shot of like something I'm working on or something. I'm going to put a poll, a slider, an ask me anything.
A question. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. A question. I'm going to use link? All of them. The one link? Where you can put like a picture of your face in.
This guy's going to
superimposed on top. I'm going to use the ones, all.
You're going to get like 200,000 views on that one story. So one thing I read today is Instagram, you know how they do this constantly. They're testing things. They're dropping new features. One thing they're going to be dropping on Instagram stories, and there's no date for this yet, is the ability to like. Because currently, you can react to someone's stories, and there's 8 options, you know, like the 8 emojis that pop up for reacting. Or you can obviously reply and send them a full message. Instagram said they're going to be releasing a feature liking stories. So it gives someone an accurate, like we're talking about, hey, 5,000 people watched my story. How many of them actually liked it? How many of them actually even listened to more than 2 seconds of it?
Fucking analytic that I got to report. Exactly.
Another analytic you got to worry about. But this reminded me of something actually I forgot to ask you guys earlier. Do either of you know what counts as a view on my story? Because to go back to what you guys were talking about earlier, a lot of the times you want to show...
4 seconds, isn't it?
Is it 4?
No, I think a story, once someone's in it, it's a view. Even if they
really?
I think so. Even if they tap through it immediately, I think it still counts as a view.
I should try it with the For the Gram page. Watch one of your stories and quickly tap through and see then if it appears there. Because a lot of times, Mark, you were saying, like your wife, for example, the way she consumes content. Sometimes if you want to show your support to someone, like, hey, I want Dom to know I watched his stories today, I'll go to his page. Is tap, 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 even though I don't give a shit what he's saying, does that show up as a view for him?
Yeah, I think
right?
so.
Like I'm interested
in that. If you look in the story analytics, see, it tells you how many people skipped ahead, how many people exited, how many people went back to watch it again. Haven't you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
So people that tapped ahead, it counts as a view.
Do you guys? Yeah, but how long? I think there's a time limit on there to get that thing.
I think once you're in it, it's a view.
Do you guys ever go through and see who looks at your stories?
No, never. I don't.
Who
I don't
has have... the time for that?
Very.
Did you imagine?
Very rarely.
I could see doing that. Like if you have a few hundred or even a couple thousand followers, and like if you're getting 100 views or a couple hundred views, yeah, okay, but.
Yeah,
like if you're getting a few thousand, who's gonna go through all that?
I'm even bad for following up with, like, I never post results to polls or anything.
Ever.
I'm so bad. I don't even look at those. I'm so bad.
I stopped. You know, sometimes when you ask, like, when you do one of those questions and you put the box for people to give the answer.
Yeah.
I don't even look at those.
I don't even know why people listen to me. I will say I'm going to do something and just totally have no intentions in following through on it. Like, I still have that thing from the road trip that I need to send to Amber. It's sitting in my garage. I still have it.
First, I hope, you know what? I hope she's listening to this so she Poor knows Amber. That
I
it's
think she does listen to this.
Not my fault and not Vic's fault that Robin she hasn't asked received me the other day. That prize.
She's like, what is this? And I was like, oh, she's no, gonna I got to sue that. Us. I got to keep that. I got to send that out to Alberta or Edmonton or wherever.
Don't you owe someone a hat, too? Did you ever send that out?
Oh, no. I've all my hat stuff, Robin takes over. Because
2 years.
Like,
it's 3 years. That was 2019. Yeah,
that's crazy. I really should ship that off.
Should we update people about, since we're talking about our road trip from fucking 7 years ago?
That wood is antique now. That's
that's what I mean. That's
that should go in a pawn shop.
Should we dump into the mailbag? Dump in or jump in? Either or.
Yes. Let me actually, you guys chat for 1 second. I want to look up one thing here because today in our For the Gram page, I did one of those story boxes and here I am actually checking if there's any results. So very quickly today, because of our topic, which was, are Instagram stories still important in 2022?
This guy literally told us to talk, and now he's just telling us about the weather.
Hey, hold on. Be quiet. I'm just
stories. This guy's doing only a story 10%. Right now that we can't handle. Dom and Mark, go ahead and chat while I just... And while you're doing that, I'm over here.
I just realized I'm so good. I could talk while I look up stuff, and I don't really need you to, so... Tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast with just Vic.
I'm waiting for him to take a breath so we can come in and have a conversation.
This guy's going to do a one-man episode. You know it's going to be longer than the ones we do all three of us together.
Yeah.
All right. Hardy har har. You guys talk. Go ahead. Talk. Let me hear this important conversation you guys have, please. Talk.
How good is bubbly, though? Honestly, it's so delicious.
All right, that's enough talk. So delicious.
Hey, do you remember those little gummy candies? So delicious.
I do. They tasted like.
You remember those? They were like so soda. Delicious.
I need. Am I allowed
to
answer?
Like, am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I do remember those. So listen, our Instagram story is still important in 2022. And I love reading these out because these are the answers from our actual listeners and followers. Only 10% of my peeps look at my stories. So with the hands up, kind of like, who cares emoji. Listen well,
those
to me people, right now.
Listen to me. Yeah, exactly. Listen to my boy, Stump Shop, here. Listen to him.
10% of your people looking at your stories.
A big number.
Is first of all, incredible. Yeah. Secondly, hats those you. Are your hardcore followers that will click the link, that will swipe up, that will buy something when you're selling it. So do not discount 10% only. I get it. You have 10 followers, so one person watches your stories. I could see that being disheartening. As you grow, though, 10% is a number right now with my
that
followers. I wish I had watching my stories, to be honest. So, then the next one is, I love this one. I'm not sure if they're important or not, but I love watching them. So, boom. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, I connect more with the followers than with posts or reels. And that part's true, right? Because in the stories, as you're behind the scenes, you see that person's kind of stuff they're not going to put in a post, right? I hope so, but you tell me. I think we tried in this episode, so... yes, I'm not talking to myself. If I record it, it's for strangers to watch. That's straight up. Like, there you go. Okay. That'll show you how important they are. So, and then there's a bunch more here, but why don't we actually hop into the actual mailbag questions? So please, sure. Guys, pick up the conversation here while I look for some.
Mark will just sing the song.
Anyways, I got my first right to the question. Tune the music.
Mailbag! Give it. I wasn't even going to do it, so you're welcome.
Oh, was that it today?
Okay. That was terrible.
All right. Well, I'll do better. Thanks. Needs improvement. Got it. Took it. Taking notes.
All right. So our first question comes from Raj over at Kona_customs with a K. So thanks for the question. This one actually goes back a while ago, but I have it saved in our mailbag. It says, dumb question for you guys, now or in the mailbag. It's not a dumb question. Does saving your own posts help with engagement? I've seen people posting saying that the best thing to help a page is to save that post for engagement, but does it apply if it's your own? Talk to
me. If you're talking about helping your engagement, if you have 20 accounts and you want to save that thing from all 20, sure. But saving one, it's like liking your own thing. Like,
so do you think that one helps? That one initial save?
I don't think so. I think the algorithm can pick up on that stuff.
Yeah, I think the algorithm knows that it's you're saving your own picture. It may still help. It may not care, and it counts it as.
The only time I do shit like that is if I'm sitting at like 99 or like just some weird number, right? If I'm sitting at like a 9, I'll hit the button so that it goes to like an even number. Yeah. But other than that, I'm not doing it.
I think it's nice to have that number there. Like, let's say the three of us, for example, we can add 3 to a post. Then I hop in for the Gram page. That's 4. Then I go ask my wife to do. That's 5. If
I got Princess Peony, that's 6.
There you go.
Rolas, yes. That's 7. But Robin, That's 8.
And this is if you have to reply to a brand with analytics, now you've just added almost 10 swipe ups or whatever, or saves. But in terms of, to answer Raj's question, in terms of actually helping with, you know, to boost that post, I agree, man. I don't think that's the purpose of it. We do it amongst us, and I've done it with other buddies, to add that number to something if they actually have to report on paper back. Like, hey, how many people saved that post that I paid you money for? Well, actually, here you go, this many people. But in terms of blowing up that post, I don't think it's much of an advantage. But anyways, that's my answer.
No, I think it's accurate. I think it's great. We got another one or what?
I sure do. Okay. Going back, we have Chris from Iron Horse Woodcraft. We met Chris, didn't we, Don?
Yeah.
A while ago?
At the Toronto Woodworking Show.
That's right. That feels like it was like a decade ago, man.
Well, it's 2 years ago.
I was about to say we answered this one in tonight's episode, but we didn't. We answered one very similar. All right, listen, two questions. Who wouldn't want to share their reel to their feed? And why is that even an option? You guys know that. Remember before?
Who wouldn't want to share the reel to the feed? Yeah.
To your feed. Remember that you have to click that little button.
I think that it was a test. I think they were trying to bite off TikTok with reels to see if that was still a thing. So you could share it to your feed. And I don't think they had an intention to get rid of the feed. Now that it is successful, I think the feed is going to be gone. I think it's just going to be obsolete, and it's going to turn into similar to what they did with IGTV. They just completely gone. IGTV is.
So hold on. You're saying reels, you won't be able to post it to your feed anymore, or that option to not post it won't even exist anymore?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to exist. I think your feed is just going to be, you're going to have feed. Like your feed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, to answer your question, to actually answer your specific question, the only people I can see not wanting to do that are people that might be using reels more as stories or stuff that they don't want seen on their feed when someone comes to their page. I don't know. I post every single one of my reels to my feed, but I think Mark's accurate where that was early stages. I know that option is still there, and I've went back and taken terrible reels off my feed before, not deleted them, but just removed from feed because they were just stupid thumbnails I picked at the time, whatever. But I think that option's going to also disappear. My opinion, I think it's going to be gone soon. Dom, do you do it? Do you post each of yours to your feed?
Yeah, no, I agree with Chris. I don't see why you wouldn't. I can see why some
accounts don't. Like going back to the interior designer, for example, like they want that feed to be like crisp.
If you want to maintain a certain aesthetic to your feed, but
still real do estate these agent, videos, right? Like,
yeah,
yeah, those pointing, stooping, clicking videos. Oh. You still want to do that, but you want your feed to be clean and like magazine friendly, then yeah, I can see it. But
I just thought of the perfect reason.
Literally,
you're a real estate agent, and you only use your reels for open houses. But well, no,
here's the thing: if you
want it to be just a picture of the house,
hear me out. Real estate agents are a perfect example, because if you want to grow right now, which every single one of them does, if you want to grow your account, you got to use reels. But you can't. Your geotags don't work in reels. So these real estate agents that are posting like show homes of their newest listings and stuff, completely irrelevant. Doesn't make any sense.
That's a hashtag because, where you are.
Yeah. And no one's going to no one sees those geotags. So real estate agents are very funny because they're using they think they're using the platform the way that you're supposed to. And most of the ones that I'm seeing, they're not doing it. They're not doing it properly, in my opinion.
All right.
I don't know part why I got two. So passionate there, and I'm really sorry if you're a real estate agent.
I hate real estate agents. I'm just going to move on here before we repeat our pre-show in the actual show. So the viewership you have on TikTok, are you finding you are getting sales from it? Maybe this applies more to Dom, or is that more for numbers for brand deals? And he admits, sorry, that was two questions, I guess, but that's fine. Dom, what's your TikTok used for?
I still don't know what my TikTok is for. I actually just just like yesterday, my following on TikTok surpassed my Instagram.
Way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, congrats, it surpassed man. It. But
nice.
I have, in all this time, I've been on TikTok, what, a couple years now? I've made one sale from TikTok.
Yeah.
The audience on TikTok is just so completely different. The audience there is there for entertainment value. They're not there. There might be a few people there for, like, Instagram. People are there to be educated. They're there to be part of a community. You know, they're more interested. I find on TikTok, people are there. They watch the video. They don't read the caption. You know, a lot of times that if we just talked about this the other day in the messages, I mentioned that I had one real blow up there, or a TikTok blow up there last week, and it's got like 1,000 comments on it, and 900 of them are the same comment asking the same question.
Yeah, because they don't read and all that.
It's just it's a completely different crowd. You wouldn't get that on Instagram, right? You get
I think if it's an item or an object you're selling that's very universal in nature, easy to ship far, you could do well on TikTok, absolutely,
and not costly.
Yeah,
I think smaller items that again are not super expensive could do well on TikTok.
Yeah,
but when you're starting to sell things that are, you know, in the over $100 or you know $1,000,
I think
TikTok's not the place for it right now. But I think you have to be there because it's not going anywhere, and you don't know what it's going to be, you know, a year from now or 5 years from now. And you want to be in place if it does become something where, you know, that could be more valuable.
I think Instagram is where the old people are right now.
They were on Facebook.
No, that's what I'm saying. 5 years ago, Instagram was the thing, and Facebook is where the old people are. And now it's Instagram is where the old people are. And you got your 25-year-olds and whatever on TikTok. So I think right now you're already starting to kind of see where things are going. Like, they just gave ads, and like they're running ads every time you open up the app now. And like they're starting to kind of go where Instagram went like 4 years ago, you know what I mean? So I think that the reason why you're not going to generate much sales from there is because the people are playing with their parents' money still. Yeah. They don't have disposable income to purchase cutting boards and stuff. Do you know what I mean? But they might have an interest in like how things are put together, find.
I don't know. I think a lot of – I might disagree a little, because I think that – Instagram is also a lot of Instagram people, users, I should say. 500 million people use Instagram stories, for example, every day. I got that off actual Instagram's website. I think a lot of them are on TikTok, and I think a lot of them do have money. I just think TikTok right now isn't set up that easily for sales. For example, swipe up to go to my shop, or tap here and there's the shop. I think in that sense, or you don't trust the TikToker enough yet because it's a newer platform, or you're new to it, where you've been following Dom forever on Instagram. I want a board. I'm going to order it from him if I see him on TikTok. So I think that it is possible. I think a lot of people are probably doing a good job of using TikTok, but then you got to decide, like, where do you want to put your, if you're focusing on sales, where do you want to put your energy into? Because you won't be able to blow up on all platforms and do successful on all of them without a team. You just can't do it, man.
You made a really good point, too, is Dom gets a lot. I'm just using Dom as an example. But like, Dom gets a lot of sales through Instagram now, but he's been on the platform for like 5-6 years.
Exactly. How many sales did he get in his first year? Right?
That's what I mean. You've been on TikTok for a year. You've already surpassed your following, sure, but 90% of those people are from China, and the other percent of them You know what I'm saying?
From
like
Russia.
You still need to, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying, like, you still need to, you have 4 or 5 years, who knows where you're going to be.
Yeah, no, I that's exactly what I mean, is it's a different audience, but you can't just completely discount it and say, I'm not going to do it, because
no, of course not.
You don't know what that's going to be in 5 years' time from now, and you want to be there already.
We'll be in the metaverse, man. We'll be in the metaverse.
And 5 years from now, you don't want to be saying, hey, I'm going to start a TikTok account and be at zero when, you know, the people that started 5 years earlier are like at a million.
We'll be in the metaverse. We would do this podcast in the metaverse.
I still don't even know what that means.
Sell each episode as an NFT.
Brilliant,
right?
Dude, you're in your midlife. Remember, leave this stuff for like the 19, 20 year olds.
So brilliant.
One more question, okay? And then I gotta go because I can't breathe and I'm hungry. So coming at us, I think he took a break for a while actually, but he's back with a question. It is the broke woodworker. Okay.
Shit.
Yeah, I know it was a while ago, man, but so he jokes in, I think he's joking in a DM, but he goes, hey, I'm kind of new here. What are the best times to post at nowadays? And does that apply to both your post and your reels? And the reason I thought this was a good question is, do you find the AM to be performing better than the PM for reels or vice versa? Or does it even matter anymore? The reason I thought this was a good question was because Mark, you are our guinea pig right now. You've been doing the 2 a day. I don't know if your timing is right, or I don't know if it's the same every day, but Dom and I have been the same time for years, so we can answer this question pretty accurately. But what do you guys think nowadays? And then I'll tell you what I told him, but first I want to hear from you guys.
For reels, I don't think it matters, because what I'm noticing anyways is that they take a little bit longer to perform. Like, I'm noticing that I'll post one, let's say Monday, but on Friday I'm still getting traction from that one reel. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's where, I don't know, I mean, initially sure you want to get that group, but I think because of the way the algorithm's set up, I'm going to get fed to the majority of people that follow me or engage my content regularly anyway. So I don't know if it really matters.
But do you think that like 4 or 5 days later energy you're still getting off that would have been greater if it was like Vic's 8 a.m. post every day or every?
No.
No?
Because I'm not going to see I'll see your 8 a.m. post 2 days from now at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think it helps. That time might help with the initial push, but where the reel ends up a month from now,
who knows?
I think doesn't matter. But look, I'll give you a great example. Last week I posted a reel kind of as a joke, because I had no content, because it was the middle of, you know, that Christmas New Year week. I posted that reel of me sliding that baseboard into place, right? Because I was redoing the baseboards in one of the washrooms. That reel was, I even thought about deleting it, because after the first day, after a day, it had like 3,000 views.
Yeah.
By far the worst reel I've ever done, like ever. This was a week ago. Today, that reel's at like 80 something thousand now.
What does it mean?
Oh, okay.
So yeah. It was dead for like the first 4 or 5 days. It had nothing, like. And now it's just all of a sudden taken off.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think Mark's right. I think with reels, it doesn't really make a huge difference. I think if it's something there that is going to catch people's eye, it's going to do well regardless of when you post it.
Yeah. I think for me, it comes down to superstition. And then I just feed myself that same thing over and over, where it's like I'm back to that 8 a.m. thing. And remember the other day I even texted you guys, I'm like, shit, I got busy at the job. I forgot to post my 8 a.m. Do I do it? Do I do it? I was like killing myself, and it was like 10 a.m. and I posted it. And it's my worst reel this in like the last year. So in my head, that's obviously going to reaffirm that, Vic, you have to do it at 8 a.m. every day, right? But is it just a psychological thing? I don't know, man.
I think
I've had reels that
I think – I think for like your photo posts and like a regular post, I think it still does make a difference. And I don't think it's necessarily the time. I think it's just being consistent and always choose your time and stick to it.
Show up. Yeah.
Right. I don't think it matters necessarily what that time. I mean, I wouldn't post it at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., but pick your time somewhere between 8 a.m. and whatever, 9 p.m. and stick to it. I think that does make a difference.
Nice.
And there you go.
Awesome.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Really appreciate it. I'm out of bubbly, which means we're out of episode. So we'll see you on the next one.
And as always, thank you so much to our patrons. Check us out, www.patreon.com/ForTheGram podcast. And yes, that's awesome if you become a patron. What's even more awesome are reviews and
likes. I was just going to say that.
I stole his line, yes.
Just going to say it.
Come on, guys. Give us some review. Even if you hate our show, at least go on the website and say you hate our show. And then give us one star, because a review is a review. And
I'm gonna
message us.
When we're done here, I'm gonna create a fake account. I'm gonna go leave a review saying how much I like the little Italian guy and hate the other two idiots.
Don't tell them to leave a one-star review, man. What the hell are you doing?
Don't do that. Yeah.
Sorry, no, you can't say don't do that either. You don't mention it at all. We have to practice this.
Oh God. Okay. Just cut it right now. Cut it.